I'm joined here by Donegal goalkeeper Luke White. Luke, a fairly comfortable victory in the end over pretty much a Derry under 20 side. So 4-25-28, how did you see it out there?
Yeah, it was a tricky fixture. We knew that the other 20 sides were coming, but they'd won the All-Ireland last year in the B Championship, so I'd have a few very, very fine hurlers out there at the minute. So they started okay, and for our 20 side, they were very physical, but I suppose we were expected to kind of pull away in our own heads, and we've had a good pre-season there, so we kind of hoped that we would pull away in the end, which we did in the second half, thankfully.
Yeah, I suppose it was 1-12 to 1-1 at half time. Rory Campbell getting a goal late in the half, and it was probably over as a contest at that stage. Like, what was the mindset like in the dressing room at that time?
Yeah, no, we were happy enough. The goal really crowned, I suppose, the first half. Our probably shooting wasn't up to scratch. We're probably nearly 50% on conversion, so we want that higher. And I suppose the second half was just about like trying to take our chances, which in fairness I think we did. It was a good conversion rate in the second half, and we kind of really racked up a big score in the second half, which we were wanting to do from the start. But the first game out, you expect that, like, so.
Yeah, I thought it was noticeable, you know, how keen the likes of Sean Ward and Josh McGee Cronolly and Cormac Finn were to get on the ball when they came on in the second half. Oisín Marley got a goal as well. It's quite a good squad that Donegal are building this year, and nobody will want to be sitting on the bench.
No, lots of lads only back last Tuesday, so it's really up the numbers this week, which is really positive there. Like, I suppose before Christmas it was 16 or 17 men there training, and we knew the Stranta were going well, so, you know, we knew everyone was going to come back. Stranta lads will want to be in that for starting 15, plus Cormac Finn and Danny and Decky, and I'll be coming back in the next couple of weeks. So no, this McGurk Cup is a really good opportunity for us to kind of really get into the panel, because we have a really tough league campaign coming up, so we want to really get a good head start on that.
And Sean McVeigh was back today, very experienced hurler. I'm sure you're delighted that he's back in the mix.
Yeah, look, he's versatile. He can play in the backs and forwards, which you saw today. Like, you know, he started off wing forward and then slotted back into the back line. So, you know, it's, having him away last year was a big miss, but his experience, like, you know, he captained the last Nicky record back in 2020, sorry. So we're happy to have him back, and he's just, yeah, he's great for the younger lads as well.
So you've been up in Donegal now for a few years, Luke. You feel part of the furniture up here at this stage?
Yeah, fifth year now, going into fifth year with the squad here. So, no, look, it's been great. When I came up, I was went in straight into the panel. But, no, there's a real good group of lads there. Good bond between most of the lads in that team there at the minute. So, yeah, delighted to be in. Delighted to be, hopefully, go for another couple of years as well. So,
very good. So, finally, Tuesday night against Fermanagh. That's a semi-final. You'd like to keep this tournament going for a wee bit longer, and you're defending champions, of course.
Yeah, look, we lost the final 2 years ago, won it last year. We kind of see it as a good, like, you know, platform to really build their season, because it's really condensed. Fermanagh will be tough. Played them there in practice match not so long ago, so they'll have a few more games under their belt, which will stand to them. So no, we expect a good battle. Hopefully we'll get to a final the following week then, yeah, so it'll be brilliant.